Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I speak to Miss Elizabeth?
Speaking, have an
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor here. How you received any clock
Hello.
ins or out for Mr. Joseph?
I'm sorry, my phone.
Hello.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What was you saying?
So I'm the supervisor here, and I'm monitoring your case that you're assigned to, and
okay.
I'm not seeing any clock ins or out.
For Mr. Spiegler?
Yes.
Oh, it has not been done.
Okay. So what is
I
going
mean, for
on
this
with
week,
the app?
Monday. No, it has not been done. I have not worked.
Oh, so you
Monday.
didn't work last week, the third and the fourth?
Nope. Monday. She didn't need me. I'm sorry, Tuesday, she didn't need me. What was it? Tuesday, she didn't need me. Thursday, I wasn't able to make it. So we was going to try to do it for Friday.
You saying
but,
she didn't need you, but Joseph is a man.
Yeah, but she didn't. I can't go in there. His wife is gonna allow me to, you know, if they got plans or something.
His wife lived with him, so she's the one that's telling you that she doesn't need you.
Right. Yeah. So then she asked me to come. Originally, I was only supposed to work Thursday, right? So Thursday, I couldn't make it. So I called up Sarah and told her I couldn't make it. Then Friday. We was supposed. She said she had some type of plans, and she didn't need me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But then things changed. So then she called me back, and she said, "Well, I'll be able to use you Friday." But Friday I worked somewhere else. But I was trying to accommodate her, you know, to try to make up that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like a little text message, and I will say that I must have. I think I misread the text. Because it was two texts back to back, and I thought it was in one. It was like that. It wasn't no separation. So the text said, because I had asked her, well, if you need me Friday, then I'll be able to come like after two, between two and five, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, well, I'll call you back. I'll let you know because of the simple fact I didn't have. She said, I'm not sure what my plans is going to be, but originally she had already. You know, canceled the Friday. So then I said, okay, but you let me know. And then right underneath of the text, I thought it was all in one. She said, it's okay. But I didn't know that. So it was my fault. So I called her and she said, well, if you're not going to be, then she texted me back when I realized that, you know, I called her and I said, well, she didn't call to confirm, so I wasn't sure if you needed me or not. And
mm-hmm.
then in turn, she said, well, if you don't get here by 2:30, I don't need you. I thought there's no way I'm going to make it from Germantown to Northeast by 2:30. So I apologize. She said, well, then just forget the day. So with that bearing in mind, I don't know if she want me tomorrow. I mean Tuesday.
Now, question.
I don't even know if she want me here.
Are you still interested in the case or not?
If it's not going to be, because it's not really that much hours, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if it's not, I mean, if she's going to keep, like, no, I won't be. If she's going to keep being, like, indecisive.
Right, if she doesn't
okay,
need you,
be.
Yeah, that's a bit
yeah.
much.
Yeah, and because it's only
for
hours.
A few hours, yeah.
Right, yeah, I mean, what, 11 hours a week? So,
okay.
You know, but if you have something else. Then, you know, but I know so I was talking to Sarah and Sarah said she didn't have any other work.
Gotcha. Okay, once they verify that they need help with a schedule, I would definitely reach out to you to let you know what we had open.
Okay. I appreciate
okay.
that. Okay.
All right.
So I don't know, should I go Tuesday or should I just run it? Should I what? I don't know.
No, we're just going to put it back underneath staffing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay.
You take
All
care.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.